You're listening to On Design on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle 24's dedicated design show. In each episode, we profile a person, survey a place, or unpick an idea that's changing or challenging the design industry today. Covering everything from typography to buildings, the show dedicates a few minutes to delving deeper into the past, present, and future of the design world. This week, Monocle's Toronto Bureau Chief Thomas Lewis asks if that city's signs can show the way forward for its fractured visual identity.
One of my favourite facades in Toronto is a pretty garish one. It's the front of one of Toronto's oldest nightclubs, opened in 1960, and home to one of the city's less salubrious institutions. The Zanzibar Tavern is an adult entertainment venue, which I hasten to add I've never crossed the threshold of. But it boasts one of the finest examples of neon art anywhere in the city. The word Zanzibar flashes across the front of the building, set inside a big elongated turquoise star, with smaller, flashing neon stars dotted up the length of the building. On top is a neon cabaret dancer, top hat in hand, the neon outlines of her leg kicking up and down in time to the rhythm of some imaginary cabaret melody. The Zanzibar facade is a remnant of the glory days of neon signage in Toronto. This stretch of Yonge Street used to be the most colourful neon strip in the city. Not so now. The old neon signs have largely gone, replaced with glowing billboards for cafes, eateries, and the golden arches of McDonald's nearby. Toronto's visual identity is a pretty splintered thing. There are the charming gabled townhouses of the Annex neighbourhood at the West End, the brutalist and neo-Gothic buildings downtown at the University of Toronto. There's the well-kept array of fine public parks here, and of course, the city's modernist totems, the CN Tower and the City Hall building. They all jostle to give Canada's biggest city a visual sense of itself. But for me, it's Toronto's signage, in many ways, that gives this city that's changing so quickly a distinct sense of place. There are ongoing conversations by people across the city about whether Toronto's breakneck speed development will exacerbate this or bridge the divide between its architectural past with the years to come. Passions are often raised at the apparent dominance of facadism here, where the quandary of what to do with a heritage building is often solved by plonking a huge brand new tower on top or behind it. The finished result rarely does either structure justice, in my view, although there are some fine architecture firms here who are approaching the demands of old and new in intelligent and thoughtful ways. But the clearest way to solve this, in a very small way, I think, is through the signs of shops and other buildings across Toronto. There's been a trend of late, accidental in some cases, of newer bars and restaurants keeping the signs of the establishment that lived there previously above the front door. The excellent Imanishi Japanese restaurant in Little Portugal still bears the large blue, red and white sign of the Portuguese sports cafe that was once housed there. Rosen Cinnamon Buns Bakery, just across the street from Monocle's Bureau in Toronto, still has the sign of the old beauty salon that once stood there above the shop window. And this summer, one of the city's most famous neon signs, the huge twin-rotating vinyl record that once stood above the entrance to the flagship record store of Sam the Record Man, which closed in 2008, will be unveiled in a new home, atop a building in one of Toronto's busiest intersections, at Yonge Dundas Place. The iconic flashing lightbulb signs of Honest Ed's, the huge discount department store that closed recently, a neighbourhood landmark since 1948, are to be relocated to one of the theatres in downtown Toronto. And couple all of that with a quiet one-man campaign to create an open-air neon sign museum here in Toronto, in one of the alleyways here, then perhaps the notion that Toronto's signage might be the most potent bridge between old and new, well, that might thankfully be taking root at last. For Monocle in Toronto, I'm Thomas Lewis.
Our very special thanks to our Toronto Bureau Chief, Thomas Lewis, there for that report on Toronto signs. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. You can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time, or download the podcast anytime you like. And remember, if you can't wait, there are always more delights to uncover in the design pages of Monocle magazine. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.